Picture it. You're on your knees between the open thighs of your stud cock, and you can already see the outline of that majestic dick oriented off to the side. There's a bowl of condoms on the nightstand, or the end table, or the coffee table. Somewhere he can see them, so that he knows that ass is definitely on the menu. Maybe a bottle of lube nearby as well. Above, your stud's gaze is burning down at you, and although his posture is relaxed, you know that he comes to you with a libido as big as his dick, and two balls full of cum that you promised him you would drain completely. But your fuckhole feels so empty, and your slut spot feels as if it's pulsing with your heartbeat, so you need some of that alpha lust to be poured into pounding you rather than your throat. The first step is to make sure that it's clear that your ass is waiting for him. You should be naked, from the waist down at least. Arch your back slightly and sway that ass from side to side once in a while, drawing his attention to it. If your best cock-sucking position is off to the side, he may just reach back to slap, squeeze, or finger it as a means of expressing his mounting pleasure. Encourage that. And if he begins to finger-bang you, deepen the arch in your back and push back against his fingers. Moan a bit to let him know you love it and want more. Now, onto that cock. Graze it with the tips of your fingers through his pants a little bit. Rub it with your whole hand, up and down. Rub your face against it a little bit. Open his pants slowly and pull them and his underwear down and completely off, if you can. I say pull them completely off because if they're off, that just prepares him more readily for mounting you. Don't go right for the cock with your mouth. Take it in your hand lightly and hold it out of the way while you nuzzle, kiss, and lick those balls. Let your fingers graze lightly up and down that shaft as it grows and stiffens in your hand. If he's circumcised, make sure to let the side of your thumb and index finger nudge up and over that ridge that separates the head from the shaft a few times every stroke or so, ever so lightly, while you continue to work on those balls. If he's uncircumcised, gently move the foreskin on and off his head in a light jiggling motion. Now, you can gradually begin licking up and down the shaft, keeping your hand grazing the head as your tongue collects more and more real estate until it just naturally reaches the head. When it does, move your grasp to the base and squeeze it a little harder than you normally would, letting your fingers act like a cock ring and forcing the circulation up into the head. It's time to lick and tease that cockhead, but take your time actually putting it in your mouth. Swirl your tongue around it like an ice cream cone. Use the very tip of your tongue to flick all the way around that ridge you've been teasing and that nice sensitive spot right under the head. Making eye contact when you do this is a nice little touch. It makes you look like a slutty little cock-teasing faggot that needs to get railed. And you do, don't you, asshore? You need to get railed. Keep going. When you first put it in your mouth, cup your mouth over it and graze that ridge lightly with your lips as you withdraw it once again. Not much pressure at first, and not much suction. You want to enliven his lust for something tighter than your mouth appears to be. Keep that eye contact going. Give that slutty ass a sway in that back and arch. He may get impatient at this point and put his hand on the back of your head to push it down. Be a good, receptive bitch and suck it a little as he's prompting you to do. but keep the suction just a hair looser than you would if you were working for cream to eat. Let the head bump up against the back of your throat and maybe dip down a little bit, but don't go all out, as I know you cock whores can. If he grabs your head and starts skull-fucking you, which we both know you deserve for a multitude of reasons, let it go on until his grip on your head loosens, and then go back to little teasing licks, sucks, and strokes with your hand. Keep this up for as long as you can, and eventually he will either verbally or physically indicate that you're about to get reamed, and by then his cock will probably be hard enough to hang a coat on. Granted, this doesn't always work. Sometimes, if you haven't discussed fucking beforehand, this may just make him horny enough to continue using your mouth instead. But most of the time, with this kind of teasing, you're going to end up with an assful after you take a mouthful. Have fun. And if you use these tips or have others to fluff for yourself, tell me all about it. If you'd like to learn more about me and all my kinky fantasies, please feel free to read my blog at sensual-dom.com.